Tiger on the loose. Reynosa on high alert after zoo escape. Texas border business. Texas border business. Residents of Reynosa, a city on the U.S.-Mexico border, are living in fear after a Bengal tiger escaped from a local zoo facility on September 4, 2024. The adult tiger, which reportedly fled from the Quinta La Fauna Zoo located in the city's western sector, has set off a significant response involving local, state, and federal authorities. Days later, the animal remains at large, with authorities urging citizens to take extreme precautions while they work around the clock to locate and capture the predator. The Great Escape. What happened? The alarm was first raised by Animal Welfare Reynosa, which used social media to notify residents of Ejido Los Lingoria, Aquiles Cerdan, and other nearby neighborhoods of the tiger's escape. This initial alert prompted a massive mobilization effort involving Reynosa's Department of Environment, Civil Protection, firefighters, and state security forces. Authorities, led by Mayor Carlos Peña Ortiz, were quick to caution the public to avoid the area and remain indoors until the tiger is safely recovered. Despite efforts to track the animal, the search has been fruitless. The tiger's whereabouts remain a mystery, and the risk posed to residents grows with each passing day. The response to this unprecedented event has involved collaboration between numerous agencies. Local authorities, including Civil Protection and Firefighters Reynosa, have worked tirelessly to prevent the tiger from reaching densely populated areas. Reynosa's Secretary of Security, Giovanni Barrios, confirmed that federal bodies such as PROFEPA, Mexico's Federal Environmental Protection Agency, and SEDENA, the Mexican Army, are also involved. The incident sparked international concern because of Reynosa's proximity to the U.S. border. The tiger could cross into U.S. territory, prompting officials to notify American authorities. With the Rio Grande River nearby, cross-border coordination has become a critical aspect of the operation. U.S. officials monitor the situation to ensure public safety on their side of the border. For residents of Reynosa, the reality of a tiger on the loose is causing widespread anxiety. The mere possibility of encountering a powerful predator has led to a tense atmosphere, particularly in neighborhoods near the zoo. Authorities have repeatedly urged citizens to remain indoors and avoid direct contact with the tiger, stressing the animal's potential danger to human life. The psychological toll on the community is palpable. The prolonged search without results has only heightened the fear, as many question how long the tiger can remain undetected. Rumors and misinformation circulating online have exacerbated the situation, with some claiming sightings of the tiger on residential streets, though none have been confirmed. The tiger's escape has sparked local concern and international questions about wildlife containment and management. Given Reynosa's position near the U.S. border, there are fears that the tiger could cross over, prompting a complex international situation. U.S. officials, already on alert, are prepared to take action should the animal enter their jurisdiction. The incident also illuminates potential flaws in Quinta La Fauna's containment practices. The zoo, located in an urban area, will likely be scrutinized once the situation is resolved. While it remains unclear how the tiger escaped, the need for stronger containment protocols and more stringent regulations on the housing of dangerous wildlife has become apparent. The incident serves as a wake-up call for other zoos and wildlife facilities to review their security practices. While the tiger's whereabouts remain unknown, efforts to track and safely capture the animal continue. Authorities have reassured the public that they are prioritizing both citizens' safety and the tiger's well-being. Animal welfare experts have been involved in the operation to ensure that once the animal is found, it can be safely returned to the zoo or transferred to a more secure facility. Public authorities are urging residents to stay calm but vigilant. People living in the city's western sector, especially near the Rio Grande, have been advised to report any sightings and avoid attempting to interact with the animal. The fear of a sudden encounter remains very real, but officials are determined to bring the situation to a peaceful conclusion. As the search enters its third day, clear communication from officials remains essential in managing the public's anxiety. Local authorities have proactively provided updates via social media and official channels, but the uncertainty surrounding the tiger's location is a growing concern. Continuing transparency and public awareness will be vital in preventing panic. Authorities must ensure that residents are fully informed of safety measures and are provided with guidance on what to do if they encounter the tiger. The tiger's escape in Reynosa has drawn attention to the challenges of managing dangerous wildlife, especially in an urban setting. It has also highlighted the importance of cross-border collaboration and the need for clear public communication in crises. Each day the tiger remains on the loose, the risk to public safety increases, but authorities hope the situation will soon be resolved. For now, the people of Reynosa can only wait as the search continues, hoping that the tiger is found and returned safely before tragedy strikes. The incident serves as a reminder of the delicate balance between human safety and wildlife conservation in today's rapidly urbanizing world.